all of the women and children who crowded in and around the small, dust-filled concrete compound were affected by AIDS. All were extremely poor, and most had been abandoned. As we talked with Hamira and the others, I thought about how foreign it all seemed to me. These children knew nothing but extreme poverty. Every meal was a struggle. Attending school was a privilege, not an assumption. Suffering was a daily part of life. Many of them had never lived a day without the effects of AIDS. I soon discovered the reason for Hamira's withdrawn disposition. This little girl had been raped by her mother's boyfriend. The monster had infected her with HIV. Hamira's spirit was crushed. When I heard about the torture this child endured in her own home, I wanted to put my arms around her to protect her. I knew this child's pain ran deeper than the disease that invaded her little body, and I wanted to take that all away. Broken-hearted, I could only imagine how Hamira must live in fear and shame. How was she supposed to trust anyone? Her violation was not by a stranger, but by someone her own mother had allowed into her life. I fought back the tears, then hugged Hamira. How I wished I could take her pain away. I knew I would never forget her. Hamira and her family are among millions who live with the pain and impact of AIDS and its daily, never-ending toll. I remember when AIDS first moved into the global spotlight. I wrote a speech on AIDS for a competition in high school. It was the new hot topic, and we knew so little about it. I researched and wrote down words that I would say, but they were just words. I never realized that years later I would come face to face with AIDS. No one could have imagined what a short time it would take for AIDS to have a devastating impact on people across the globe. The most obvious impact of this plague is the death count. Now, as AIDS hits 30 years, an estimated 30 million people worldwide have already died. Unbelievable. I can hardly fathom that staggering number. Deaths in sub-Saharan Africa alone are expected to reach 55 million by 2020. Those of us who are fortunate to live in a nation that is not completely engulfed by AIDS sometimes have a hard time relating to those who live in such a desperate state. After meeting child after child like Hamira, I began to think, what a different world from mine. But then something happened that changed my mind and heart. A railroad track ran near the building where we met in South Africa. Right in the middle of our visit, we heard the deep rumble and piercing horn of an approaching train.